So do we take the
insides and the intestines and make anything out of that? Oh, yeah, the inside of it, we call it the tripe. It's the tripe, the tripe, and all that. And the cream, that take everything out and then you scrape the cream. Oh, I've seen so many of them like this. Make sausage. And you got the andouille. The andouille with the meat. And they take some of the tripe, put there. And
chitlin, you know what that was?
Chitlin, yeah. All that is all combined together. And the sausage was... I'll tell you the truth, I don't like cooked sausage. I like beef sausage, but not the pork. I think it's just a waste of meat, the pork. Because my mother and them, they never made the sausage, never. Just leave the meat like that and put some in salt, you know, to keep it for a long time, especially in winter time. Now, in summertime, they didn't kill no pig in summertime. It was too hot. Too much, like they had flies and things like that. We never killed pig. We'd kill enough in wintertime that it was already sick and eaten. It was too hot to have them in the summertime.
Yeah. There was a man who was walking down the road one time, and he got in a car, and the fellow had the air conditioner on in the car, and he rode on about down the road a little bit, and he said, "Where are you going?" He said, "Well, I'm going to town." He said, "But you better let me out here. It's getting cold. It's time to go kill my hogs. I better go kill my hogs."
That's another good one. He went to New Orleans at the Sanger, and you know the Sanger is just like it's built like the pie.
Yeah.
And
that's a big
theater. Oh, the big theater, beautiful. So there are two fellows from Golden Meadow that went to the theater, and he had turned some potatoes. And he didn't want, the rain would fall, he had to cover them. So when he was looking at the picture, and I understand that the light was coming and everything, it was in the picture. He says, "Oh, you come inside, and I'm going, it's raining, it's pouring, I gotta go and cover up the cave."
would you ever make anything from the meat of the hog?
Oh, yeah, they take that from hog feed.
Okay. Did you ever see make a dish?
We take the brain out of the brain. Some people eat the brain.
Uh-huh.
But then we always just throw that away.
What about the blood?
Yeah, the blood. We ask for the blood sausage.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And what about, did you ever cook the liver and grind it up and make a dish out of that?
No, we always just use the liver to make a stew. You put the pieces of the meat and that, and two or three other kind of pieces that you take in there. And make it, that was a stew, we used to call it.
Yeah.
And three cocktails.
Okay, now, your butter, or the meat, when you kept it too long, it got...
Well, it would get spoiled, but we knew better. We didn't cook, like, kill one at a time. So when they see that it was almost finished, the two or three pieces left, then they'd kill another one. So like that, you never waste any. My dad and mother never did. Removing waste things.
Yeah. That real thick, sour milk that you keep around was called?
Paille. Cream cheese, paille. Some paille.
Yeah. You didn't like it?
I know you didn't drink cow milk.
What was the first thing you did with your milk when you brought it in to get impurities out of it?
Oh, you milked the cow, you calmed in, and you got a little colander. And with milk in it, that nothing can pass through it.
Like a
screen, yeah. Mm-hmm. She would pass it all in there in her other bucket. It would be then. She used to tell me when she had all her bowels sterilized with hot water, and then she put in there. She had about 6 people that used to come and get 10 cents for a bowl of milk. You come get their milk. And that's what she did with the milk.
Oh.
But she had those pen and all this just for that. Wash all that back, wipe it good, and put it away just for her milk. And her string and everything else.
Would you ever make anything in a deep dish and would be, say, have several layers of fruit to it?
Jello.
Hmm?
You make jello with fruit.
Okay.
And,